आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Having completed the Panchagni Vidya, now we are seeing in the 11th section onwards, Virat Upasana or Virat Vidya or Vaishvanara Vidya. In this also there is a story where the five students approach that Audhalaki Aruni to know about the Vaishvanara. When Uddalaka says, even I too illiterate in this subject matter, I do not know about this. I heard that Ashwapati Raja knows about this Upasana. Let us go approach him and we all together learn from him. And all these five students, Prachina Shalaha Aupamanyuhu, first student, Satya Yajnaha Paulushi, second student, Indradyumnaha Bhallaveyaha, third student, Janaha Sharkarakshaha, the fourth student, and Budilaha Ashwatarashvaha or Ashwatarashvihi, fifth student, then Uddalakaha, Aruni, Gautama, three names to him. So he is the sixth student. All of them approach Ashwapati Maharaja, who is Kaikeyi's father. When that Raja want to give Dakshina to these Brahmanas, they rejected Dakshina, and the Raja felt, I am not deserved to give Dakshina to them. Am I not deserved? That time he is feeling that mantra we were seeing in the last class. What he said, that Raja, you are the Brahmanas, you have to take Dakshina from me, I am a Kshatriya. Danam should not be taken from a person who is not righteous and whose earnings are not righteous also. From that person we should not take danam, because we get papam. Are you thinking like that? And he is thinking in his mind, are they thinking like that about my earnings? Because Shastra says that papam will not allow the person, it will become a spiritual obstacle. If a person takes dhanam from unethical way which comes, even another person earned, if I take, I get the papam, and that papa will become an obstacle for spiritual pursuits. So therefore, those days people were very much scared to take dhanam. Nowadays nobody is giving, adhu vera vishayam. Those days even people are ready to give, many people are scared, afraid of taking dhanam, because according to Shastra, even in Sandhyavandana mantra also, there is a mantra, they say, sarvam punantu mamapo satam cha pratigraha gaswaha. When they are doing Sandhyavandanam, they say, whatever I have taken, anything from anyone, that dhanam, I do not know. If there is any papam, please, that papa should go away. Sarvam punantu. That prayer is there. And when I was talking, even wife, bharta papam, bharya papam, patim brajetana. Here, one more important clue also Shastra gives. Husband, if he does a papam, that will not go to wife. Now here, 4 points we have to understand. Husband papam will not go to wife. Husband punya will go to wife. Second point. Third point, wife papam goes to husband. Wife punya will not go to husband. அது என்ன கணக்கு தெரியல. அப்படிதான் சொல்லுவான், உன் பணம் என் பணம் தான், என் பணம் என் பணம் தான் மாதிரி இப்படி இருக்கு இது. சரி, இன்னமும் சாஸ்திரம் சொல்லிருக்கு, யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆக்செப்ட் இட். சரி, ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் தட் ராஜா செட், சி மை இன் மை கிங்டம் ஜனபதம் ந கதர்யா ந மத்யபா, there are no anacharahana. So there are no adatas. Everybody gives charity. No illiterate person. Everyone is educated. Everyone following sadachara. No man approach another woman. That means women are also very pious, holy in this country. No thieves at all. Therefore, I am deserved to give dhanam. Not only that, I will give that dhanam. How much I am going to give dakshina to in my yajna, yagashala, same amount I am going to give, please accept. Then they said, no, we have not come here for dakshina. Generally, brahmanas come for dakshina. These brahmanas, very rare, they come here to learn. We have come here to learn from you the Vaishvanara Vidya. Please teach to us. Then Raja felt, how can I teach to Brahmanas? They are all Brahmanas. How can I teach? To teach Vidya, first the Guru has to do Upanayanam. And after Upanayanam, Upanayanam annale anna artham. Upasamipe nayanam. Guru samipa gamanam is called Upanayanam. So once the person come to a guru, the guru does upanayanam, accepting the person as a student. Adi upanayanam. Ippu nama pandra upanayanathukku ardhame kediyadu. Adha upanayanam nu ardham. Having done that, that next day that boy has to come with samit in the hand. Samit panahi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. Then only, that is Shastra Vidhi, then only the Guru will accept him as a Guru, a Sishya. This is the method. Now these people are Brahmanas. How can I do Upanayanam for them? How can I accept them as my Sishyas? Whether they are really having that Sishyatva Buddhi, otherwise I should not teach. If they don't have Sishyatva, na, humility, that faith, Shraddha to learn, the Sishya should come from within. Are they having that? If they are not having, I am not supposed to teach. I am not going to be as a guru. So then he said, I will see tomorrow. Tomorrow I will see. Then next day, all of them, six of them, had taken the Samit Pani in their hands, and they approached. Adhihi bhagavo brahmeti madri, they are asking, please teach us, we are coming here to learn. Then the Raja said, okay, you have all come with Samit, but I cannot do any Upanayanam to you, I cannot ask you to sit down also. Therefore, without Upanayanam, without asking them to sit down, all other vidhis, without all those things, he accepted them as Sishyas. Having accepted them as Sishyas, from there he is going to interview one student from 12th section onwards. In this, we can find the values, some ideas, important ideas. The Guru Sadhanam is very important. Gurupa Sadhanam is very important. We should not study from our own library books. Guru Mukhataha Adhyayanam Karyam. One first Lakshanam of the Sishya. Then second Sishya Lakshanam is, even though we have scholarship, rich wealth, property, lot of prosperity is there, still, if we do not know that subject matter, even we are ready to go, we must be ready to go to a poor person. We should not see our status as scholarship. And at the same time, they should not have any arrogance. Because he is a Kshatriya. Nammal illiye. People think, no? Nammal. Even sannyasi kuda, when they are want to go to a sannyasi, you're nammala illiya. Nammal. Language wise, caste wise, they see all those things. In the jati abhimanam, kula abhimanam irukkira varakku, you are not fit for Vedanta study. Very difficult how to give up this. As a non-Brahmanan rituals pannumbodhu, idudane we are invoking that Brahmanatvam. Any ritual when we are doing, we are invoking that. So, they are ready to approach a Kshatriya shows they don't have Jati Abhimana, Kula Abhimana. Brahmana Jati, Brahmana Kula, and Abhimana is not there. They are called real Jignasus. That's why we should not have this Kula Abhimana, the biggest obstacle. And if any Swamiji, any Mahatma belong to other caste, people will not go there. There are lot of groups in Madras itself, Chennai. Yella namma group, yenna group. So this is the biggest obstacle. Never probe into the caste or any language wise or anything of that. Never probe into their purvashrama or their what? Caste, anything. We should not probe into that. We are probing means what? We are not mature in artham. Avalada. Innum we are not qualified to study Vedanta. Avalada. But these students, six of them are qualified. That's why Vedanta classes, you know, all are welcome. We never see any caste. That's why in our Puranas, Itihasas, you see many Jnanis are from different castes. We have all respected them. Valmiki, which caste he become, he belongs to. So therefore, we have never seen that. If anybody is talking about these caste, kula and all, religion, don't stand there. And irukkara abhimanam irukkenu innum konja jaasti aavu. So be careful. And another important thing, this Gautama Uddhalaka have not felt. Suppose my students themselves and along with them I have to study. Adhi innum koncham kashtama irukum. Suppose I am studying from a teacher. I want to go. And those who, these all five students approached Uddhalaka as accepting as a teacher. And Uddhalaka taken them also and sat there as what? Sishya. Na Uddhalaka evvala enna alavukku maturity irukka nanga paakanum andha idella paakamala kuda padichitte polam idella paatha da namakku etta evvala venum qualifications ani theriyanum. If I am a real jignasu, I should not see who is sitting at the back to me, who is sitting side to me. They are equal to me, or they are inferior to me, or they are my students, they are... இதெல்லாம் பார்க்கக்கூடாது. ஸோ இதெல்லாம் அபிமானம் விடணும், குரு அபிமானம். அதர்வைஸ் ஐ கேனாட் லேர்ன். இட் ஷோஸ் இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் அபிமானம் ஐ கேன் நெவர் லேர்ன். ஐ ஆம் கம்மிங் ஹியர் டு லேர்ன். சம்டைம்ஸ் அவர் ஓன் சபார்டினேட்ஸ் வில் சிட் நெக்ஸ்ட் டு அஸ். அது ரொம்ப அசல் மனக்கு கான்சன்ட்ரேஷனே வராது ஃபர்ஸ்ட். சில பேருக்கு ஹவு கேன் ஐ கோ அண்ட் சிட் தேர். தட்ஸ் வி லாட் ஆஃப் இல்லிட்ரேட்ஸ் ஆர் ஓன்லி தேர், லேர்னர்ஸ் லிட்ரேட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் தேர். ஏன்னா இந்த அபிமானம் தான் ஜாஸ்தியாக இருக்கு நிறைய பேருக்கு. த ரியல் ஜிக்னாசு முமுக்ஷு நெவர் பாதர் அபவுட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். அதனால் வித்யா அடையணும்னா எந்த அளவுக்கு நம்ம ஈகோ, நோ ஹவு மச் டவுன் யூ ஹவ் டு பிரிங், தட் மச் வித்யா வில் கம். வித்யா ததாதி வினயம், அடக்கம். ஆல் தீஸ் யூ கேன் சி இன் தீஸ் பிராமணாஸ். அதுதான் வி ஹவ் டு அப்ரிஷியேட். இந்த ஸ்டோரி மூலமாக என்ன தெரிய போகிறது எனக்கு, வைஸ்வானர உபாசனை டு லேர்ன் இட்ஸ் நாட் ஸோ ஈஸி unless you have qualifications. Let's say guru sees how polite you are, how the way you are talking, inside manasukulla onnu mela onnu pesakoodam pesamal irukano idu adella and verbal pronunciation lane theriyum. This is body psychology nu solluva, body language. Enna ஸோ நம்ம எந்த அளவுக்கு நமக்கு ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி சரண்டர் பொலைட் அந்த வினயம் இருக்கும் அந்த அளவுக்கு நமக்கு ஞானம் வரும். அதுதான் விஷயம். ரொம்ப ரொம்ப கஷ்டம் பார்க்கலாம். இட் வில் கம் பட் வி ஷுட் நோ இட் ஷுட் பி லைக் திஸ் அனு தெரியணும். அதுக்கு தான் ஜிக்னாசா. தென் குரு லக்ஷணம் இஸ் வாட் எல்லாம் சிஷ்யருக்கே சொல்கிறாரு சுவாமி, குருவுக்கு சொல்லலை அண்ணன். இவ் ஏ ஜிக்னாஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் கம் யோக்யானாம் வித்யா பிரயச்சேத், இது சாஸ்திர நியம. இஃப் தே ஆர் ரியல்லி டிசர்வ்ட் ஃபார் தட், தே ஆர் குவாலிஃபைட். யோக்யானாம் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி இஸ் தேர் அண்ட் தேர் ஆஸ்கிங் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின், ப்ளீஸ் டீச் மீ, ப்ளீஸ் டீச் மீ. அண்ட் இஃப் தே ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் தட் குரு ஹேஸ் டு டீச் வித்யாம் பிரயச்சேதேவா. யூ ஷுட் நாட் சி எனி திங் எல்ஸ், நாட் ஃபார் தட்சிணா, நாட் ஃபார் எனி சீயிங் த கேஸ்ட். நம்மாடு நமக்கு நெக்ஸ்ட் ஃபியூச்சரில் நல்ல பேர் வருமோ இவன் மூலமாக, இதெல்லாம் பார்க்கக்கூடாது. அவன் என்ன ஆக போறான்னு அது வேற விஷயம். Whether he may become, he may worship me, he may not accept me as anything, that doesn't matter. But ippo correct ah vandita seriya varlana avanukku da paapam adhu vera vishayam. கிருத்தக்னா ஆக போறானா கிருத்தக்னா இருக்க போறானோ யாருக்கு தெரியும்? இதெல்லாம் மனசுல வச்சுக்க கூடாது. குரு கொடுக்க வேண்டியது கொடுக்கணும், அவ்வளவுதான். இன்கிராட்டிடியூட் gratitude. He may show gratitude later, he may not show gratitude, doesn't matter. Later is later. Adella, it is his problem or her problem. But the Guru wholeheartedly, then only the Saraswati also will bless him. That Guru also will be blessed by the Saraswati Devi when he is having this honesty, intellectual honesty. That's why this maintaining this parampara is very, very toughest task. Yeah, Vedantam easier, why is not going to the people? And qualified people are not available. Qualified gurus are also not available. In the Runda Irikam Vodan, in the Brahma Vidya will take place. If you are the Brahma Vidya, what a customer? Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye Yatatamapi Siddhanam Vet Kaschin Mam Veti Tatvataha. இதெல்லாம் மெயின்டைன் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்க. இப்போ சாஸ்திரத்தில் உபனிஷத்தில் இதுதான் நம்ம இதில் ஞாபகம் இருக்கணும். நவ் 12th செக்ஷன் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சி.
ஔபமன்யவ கம் த்வம் ஆத்மானம் உபாஸ்யிதி ஸ்வைதி திவமேவ பகவஹ ராஜன்னிதி ஹோவாச ஏஷ வை சுதேஜா ஆத்மா வைஸ்வானர யம் த்வம் ஆத்மானம் உபாஸ்யே தஸ்மாத் தவ சுதம் பிரசுதம் தவ சுதம் பிரசுத ஆசுதம் குலே த்ருஷ்யதே அப்ஸ்யன்னம் பஷ்யசி பிரியம் அத்யன்னம் பஷ்யதி பிரியம் பிரியம் அத்யன்னம் பஷ்யதி பவத்யஸ்ய ப்ரஹ்மவர்ச்ச சம்குலேம் ய ஏதமேவ ஆத்மானம் வைஸ்வானரமுபாஸ்தேம் மூர்த்தாத்வேஷம் ஆத்மனைதி ஹோவாச மூர்த்தாதே வ்யபதிஷ்யதே யன்மாம் ந ஆகமிஷ்ய இதி
நௌ அஸ்வபதி ராஜா இன்டர்வியூயிங் ஒன் ஸ்டூடெண்ட். First, he has to ask before teaching, what do you know about Virat or Vaishvanara and how you are meditating upon this Atma? How you are doing that Upasana? First, you tell me what do you know. Then I can decide what you do not know, that I will teach you. So he has to test the students. All are sitting, six of them are sitting, and he is asking the first student. In this 12th mantra, who is the first student? Aupamanyavaha. He is asking him, Atmanam தம் ஆத்மானம் உபாசை இதி. ஹவு யூ ஆர் மெடிடேட்டிங் அப்பான் திஸ் ஆத்மா ஆஸ் வாட்? தம் இதி ஆத்மானம் உபாசை. உபாசனா இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் அதஸ்மின் தத்புத்தி. உபாசனா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அதஸ்மின் தத்புத்தி. அன் இமேஜினரி identification, identity with an imaginary object. Atma as Virat Vaishvanara, I have to meditate upon. This Virat Vaishvanara is Atma, ani nenchi pannanu. So that is called imaginary. Samashti Sthula Shariram Visishta Chaitanyam is called Virat. What is Virat? The Virat, Virat, enna Virat na Samashti Sthula Sharira Visishta Chaitanyam. And the Chaitanyam which is associated with the total body is called Virat Vaishvanaraha Tattva Bodha. Then Samashti over Vyashti Sthula Sharira Visishta Chaitanyam is called Vishvaha. That Chaitanyam which is associated with the individual gross body is called Vishvaha. See, now you can understand why previous Upanishad background is required, why Tattva Bodha is required, why cassettes to listen required. Because when we have missed the classes, Vishva Vaishvanara, if I do not know, I cannot understand this whole section. And we have to listen the previous subject. Now Vaishvanara is that total gross body, that Chaitanyam associated with. This total gross body is called Vaishvanara. Chaitanyam associated with individual body, Vishvaha. So the total and the individual identity. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. In the Sharira Drishtya you cannot bring Aikyam. So Vaishvanarala Irikara Vishishta Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam and Vishwala Irikara Chaitanyam. One dhan meditation pandan vipo. Vaishvanara Vishwana Tagarara Irikamo. The end of meditation pandan vipo. So and the Chaitanyam one ahamadiyam. That is the Jnanam. Epume Upasana is a belief, imaginary, it is not factual. Why? Vishva Shariram, Virat Shariram can never be same. Vishva is a limited body. Vaishvanara is total body, universe. How can I meditate both are one and the same? But you imagine. You imagine that both are one from what drishti? Atma drishti. So, ippu indha maadhiri upasana pannina, apparam 6th chapter ki you are ready an artham. Tatna, idhu sadvidyake. So, ee jeevatma irukkira vishvaha atma, vaishvanara atma are one and the same. Adhudha inga vishayame adhi. Upasana means atasmin tadmuddhihi. What is imaginary? That is called upasana. What is factual is called jnana. Here we are not talking about jnana. We are talking about upasana, imagination. Between Vishwa and Vaishwana aikyam, imaginary aikyam. Even Ishvara and Prajna also same. Okay, Adhe Madhrida. So therefore, here Virat Vishwa, he says, Upamanyu says, I am meditating upon Virat, seeing the Virat as Swarga, head of the Virat, I am meditating. Seeing the Virat head, that is Swargahana head here. You have to understand. Head. Swarga is up above. Head is also up above. So Virat Purushan ki head inna? Swarga. Swarga is the head. Therefore I am meditating upon that Atma taking the Virat's head as Alambanam. As Alambanam. Vishwa Virat Tadatmyam is Aupacharikam, not real. Aupacharika Tadatmyam anna imaginary. Before teaching Virat Upasana, the Ashwapati getting this answer from that first student. Then he says, okay, you are meditating upon the part of Vaishvanara. Head is only one part of Vaishvanara. So that one part you are doing meditation, what is the benefit he gives? Lot of benefits he explains. Atsi annam pashyasi. Here in the previous mantra, sutam prasutam asutam kule drishyate. Sutam asutam na somar. Somarasa has got three names. If you take somarasa and use in that yajna, how much phalam comes, that much phalam will come if you meditate upon this Vaishvanara head. The somarasam prasutam sutam na, how many days it will take the rasam, and how many days you keep, which ritual you use, depend on that, these names are different. Sutam, prasutam, asutam, na, which ritual you use, different rituals use different times. So that time and the somarasam is a different name. Okay. Sutam, somarasam you use in one type of ritual. Prasutam somarasam you use in another type of ritual. Asutam somarasam you use another type of ritual in different timings. That is the meaning. And that soma yaga whoever does, and the three generations and the punyam bhoma. After three generations again they have to do again soma yaga. And not only that, to get the soma creeper, this person has to go and ask that engayavadu thiritu kondu varakoodadu engenga vaasa enga irukkenu. He has to go to that person, he has to give a cough. Mantra says what type of, you should not give money, you have to give a small cough. The mantra says aarunyaha ஏகாஹாயன்யாக. அங்கே கிடையாது, மந்திரம்ல புஸ்தகங்கள்ல கிடையாது. இதெல்லாம் பூர்வ மீமாம்சம் இருக்கும். பிங்காட்சா கவா சோம கிரீணாதி. அந்த சோமலதா, சோம கிரீப்பர், இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு பை யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் காஃப் டு ஹிம். லைட் ரெட்டிஷ் ஐஸ் இருக்கிற காஃப்னு அதுக்கு என்ன சொல்லுவார் தமிழில்? காஃப்க்கு கண்குட்டி. ஆ, கண்ணுக்குட்டி. அந்த கண்ணுக்குட்டிக்கு ஐஸ் வந்து ரெட்டிஷாக இருக்கணுமா? ஒரு கண்டிஷன். ஏகஹான்யாக அண்ணா 1 இயராக இருக்கணுமா? அதுக்கு 1 இயர் மேலே இருக்கக்கூடாது. இப்போ தான் 1 இயர் ஆகிடுது அதுக்கு ஏஜ். அதுதான் கொடுக்கணுமா, டு கெட் க்ரீப்பர் லெத்தர். தென் பிங்காட்சான், சாரி, அந்த ஃபஸ்ட்டு தான் ஆருண்யாகன்னா அதனுடைய பாடி கலரே லைட் ரெட்டிஷாக இருக்கணுமா? பார்த்தோட லைட் ரெட்டிஷு ஹனி கலர் அனுமாட்ட, ஹனி கலரில் இருக்கும். அது மாதிரி கொடுக்கணுமா? லைட்ரு எல்லோயிஷாக இருக்கணுமா ஐஸ். பிங்காட்சான்னா எல்லோ ஐஸ். இந்த மூடு கண்டிஷன் இருக்கணும். தென் யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் தட் அண்ட் யூ கெட் த சோம க்ரீப்பர் அண்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு க்ரஷ் இட். வைல் க்ரஷிங் டு பிரிங் தட் கண்ணுக்குட்டி, சொன்னால் இல்லையோ, ஞாபகம் இருக்க? To bring the kannukutti, you should not beat that kannukutti with a stick. And the palasa vrukshathinude stick, tender stick, you have to take with green leaves irukkanuma andukku. Adukku you should not give any pain to that. If you beat with any dry stick, you will get paapam. Idella irukku and idella vairagyam varadhukaga da solren. So சுனோதி, சுத்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வை இட் கால் சுத்தம் பிரசுத்தம் ஆசுத்தம்? சுனோதி அண்ட் டு எக்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட். வென் த சோமரசா இஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ராக்டட், தட் எக்ஸ்ட்ராக்டட் ஃபலம், No, lot of phalam will be there. All those phalams you get by this meditation. What meditation? Looking at Vaishvanara as the head of the Vaishvanara, you are taking as Atma. One, this is called Anga Upasana. Anga is a part. Angi means total. So you are doing only part of that Upasana. Then he says, Atsi Annam, you will eat nicely. And you see the pleasant things, Priyam Pashyasi. Annam, those whoever does this Upasana, they also get good food and they also see pleasant things. And in their kulam, Brahma Varchas, Brahma Jnanis will born. They will get Brahma Jnanam in their kulam, in their family. Yetameva Atmanam Vaishvanaram Upaste. You would have come, if you would have not come, your head would have been broken. Anna, neenga varla anna, murthate vyapatishyate. Enna, and the Vaishvanara head dhaana neenga meditation pandren. Whole thing you have left. That's why your head would have been fallen down if you would have not come to me. Thank God you have come to me. Now you are protected because I am going to teach you total upasana. Therefore, you are fortunate you have come to me. So, one part they are going to tell. Next student is going to come. As a result of this, Vaishvanara also is giving the second mantra. The Somarasa means here it indicates you will be prosperous an artham. Appadi thavara Somarasathukku inge connection kediyadu. Somarasa, sutam prasutam indicates Somarasa. Somarasa indicates prosperity, that's all. Don't break your heads, okay. That ninda he did, your head will be fallen down if you would have not come. That means ninda. Why ninda? Anga upasana ninda, angi upasana stutyartham. Anga upasana ninda, criticizing the upasana meditation of a part to glorify the upasana on total. Okay, now 13th mantra. Ataho vacha satya yajnam. Pailushim Prachina Yogya Kam Atvam. Prachina Yogya Kam Tvam Atmanam Upasayiti. Adityameva Bhagavaham. Rajanniti Hovacham. Yesha vai Vishwarupa Atma. Vaishvanaraham. Yam Tvam Atmanam Upasem. Tasmat Tava Bahu Vishwarupam Kule Drishyate. Pravrutto Ashvatariyathaham Ashvatariyathaham. See, Ashvatariyathaham Dasinishkaham Apsyannam Pashyasi Priyam. Atyannam Pashyati Priyam. Bhavatyasya Brahma Varchasam Kule. Ya etameva Atmanam Vaishvanara Mupaste. Vaishvanara Mupaste. Chakshushtvetat ఆత్మన ఇతి హోవాచ అంధో భవిష్య యన్మాం న ఆగమిష్య ఇతి Now the second student he called, and the first student is so happy, at least I have come here to learn, otherwise my head will fall down. I have saved. Then Pailushi called Satya Yajnaha, also asked by Ashwapati, kam upaste atmanam iti. This is atman. On whom you are doing upasana, he says, I meditate upon that Surya as the eyes of Vaishvanara Atma. I meditate upon Surya, seeing the sun god as the eyes of the Vaishvanara. I meditate upon the eyes. Only one part again. ఐస్ దాని సూర్య సూర్య యాజ్ విరాట్ అద చక్షు సూర్య ఈజ్ ఈక్వల్ టు చక్షు సత్యయజ్ఞం పైలుషి హిజ్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాచీన యోగ్య మీన్స్ యు గేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఏ లీన్ ఏజ్ గ్రేట్ లీన్ ఏజ్ సో ఇఫ్ యు I have meditated upon that, hey Bhagavan, hey Rajan, he said. Then Guru says, if you have done that meditation, what is the benefit you get? Various instruments you get. This is one of the instruments, no, Karanam. I is a Karanam. So here Surya, he addressed it as Surya is not their word. Vishwarupa has given. So Vishwarupaha means here not Vishwarupa Darshanam. Here Vishwarupaha na Vishwani Rupani Yasya Saha. Sun with multi colors, with multi rays. Different colors. You are meditating upon the Vaishvanara's eyes which are like sun, no? Sun is Surya Chandra is a Netram to the Vaishvanara. So that multicolored sun rays, like that you get multi benefits. Various vahanams, vehicles you get. And ashwarathi, ashwatari rathaha, a chariot with a female horse. It's called mule, ashwari, ashwatari. And that horse which is born to horse and donkey together. The horse ki donkey ki paranda, that bond horse is called in Amarnath, they use that only. Pony ki adida use panuva. It is not mule. It is not neither horse nor donkey in between. So that is the, that and all you will get it with chariot. And not only that, sarva dasi nishkaha, dasi saha nishkaha, maid servants, so many servants you will get, good servants, and they come along with so many things they will bring to you. They will bring yours only, okay, ornaments, they will arrange, dress arrange pannuvaangal, ornaments arrange pannuvaangal, bathroom clean pannuvaangal, carpet poduvaangal, nariya maid servants will be available. Dasi nishkaha or dasi sahita nishkaha means necklace, ornaments and all you will get. Sir, idellam, and not only that, that food digestion is common. Okay, atsi annam, you will eat nicely and you will see all pleasant things. And whoever does upasana, they will also eat nicely, they will also see all pleasant. Sir, ninda pannaname apparam. You would have become blind if you are not come to me. Enna kannu maatrame nenichi pannita illa meditation. Vaishvanara, all parts you have neglected. Vaishvanara,
Therefore, you would have become blind. You have come to me. Yan mam na agamishya andaha bhaveyuhu. Amo vanditan. Sorry, next student he called. So I will teach you, sit down. Go and sit down. Third student. Who is third student? What he is going to do? Upasana. See, all five elements are going to come.
Adaho vachip indradyumnam. Indradyumnam bhalaveyam. Vayagrapadyakam. Tvam atmanam upasaitim. Vayumeva bhagavaham. Rajanniti hovacham. Esha vai prithak vartmatmam. Vaishvanaraha. Yam tvam atmanam upasem. Atmanam upase tasmatvam prithak balaya ayantim. Balaya ayantim prithak shrenayaha anuyantim. Apsyannam pashyasi priyam. Atyannam pashyati priyam. Bhavatyasya brahma varchasam kulem. Ya etameva matmanam. Vaishvanaram upastem. Pranaha tu eshaham. Atmanaiti hovacham. Pranasta udakramishyan. Enmamna agamishya iti.
Same thing, but the student name is different. Upasana vishaya is different. Uncham benefits also different. Adhe madri. The student is here pradyumnaha. Bhallaveyaha pradyumnaha. Or vayagra padya. And what you are meditating upon? Kamtvam atmanam upase. Adi upase, but because of sandhi, munnadi vanda adi upasa ani pronounce pannanum. When you split upase. Vayumeva Bhagavan Rajan. Hey Rajan. Respecting the Raja, you see. I am worshipping the Vayu as Virat. Vayu means here Prana. Hey Rajan. Then he said, Prithak Vartmatma Vaishvanaraha Yam Dvam Upaste. You are worshipping that Vayu, which is going in different directions, at the prana of Virat. The Vayu prana is in Virat, which is going in different directions. You are worshipping. Therefore, you get that benefit. Yasmat tvam prithak prabalayaha ayanti. So, you will get so many things from different directions. All people will give gifts. From mother side, father side, uncle side, all of them, they will give lot of jewels, dress, things, so many things they will give. Property also will come from that side, this side. All anna, endo upasana pannirpal epo. So, all this, and you eat nicely, you see pleasant things. Whoever does this upasana also, they will also get the same thing. So many benefits they will also get now. If you have not come to me, what will happen? Your prana would have gone. And from other kingdoms also, you are getting now, that is present tense. Because of this upasana, you are getting. And whoever does this upasana like this, they will also get. Atthi annam priyam pashyasi. Atthi annam priyam pashyati. Other people, Vaishvanara, upasakas will get what you are getting now. But I am going to teach you full upasana, he says. That is 14 we have seen. Prana. Pranaha udakramishyan. Your prana would have gone if you have not come to me. You have done good thing, he says. And now 15th we have to say. Prithak means prithak vartamani atma svabhavaha yasya. That means that air is prana, avaha, udvaha, upwards, downwards, prana is going. Like that, because you have done that upasana, you also get from all directions and earth. It is all imagination, okay? We are not, there is no tatparya in all these things. You get wealth, dress, so many things from all people. Next, 15th section, student number what? Maragakuda. Number 4. Now what we have completed? Swarga, Surya, Vayu over. Okay, now. Atha ho vacha janaham. Sharkarakshaha kamtvam. Atmanam upasaitim. Akashameva Bhagavaha Rajaniti Hovacham Yeshavai Bahula Atma Vaishvanaraham Yam Tvam Atmanam Upasem Tasmatvam bahulaha asim Prajayacha dhanena chem Atsyannam pashyasi priyam Atyannam pashyati priyam Bhavatyasya brahmavarcha samkulem Ya etameva matmanam vaishvanara mupaste Sandehaha te eshaha Hatu eshaha Atmana iti hovacham Sandehaste vyashiryate Yanmam na agamishya iti. Now Sharkarakshaha, the fourth student asked by Ashwapati, on what you are meditating? He said, on Akasha, seeing the Akasha, middle portion, intermediary Akasha as the body. Body means from neck to the thighs, middle part of the body, Madhya Pradesh. Bahulaha means that is another name for Akasha. Sandehaha means not Sandeham, not doubt. Here Sandehaha means central portion of the body. Dehasya madhyama bhagaha sandehaha. So what is the benefit? Because you are doing this upasana, you have got many children, grandchildren all over the world. Angirka, ingirka, children, alliyo. New Jersey, lirka, America, lirka, Chicago, lirka, chitta papayin, inda papayin, anda papayin, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So like that you go on telling because of this upasana. Whoever does upasana like this, they also get healthy brahmavarchas. Children, grandchildren. And finally, Ninda is your body would have become sick and old if you would have not come to me. Because middle part of the body, you have done upasana, you would have become sick if you have not come to me. Therefore, I am going to teach, you also can go and sit. Ellaru fail da. That's why they came here. 16.
Ataho vacha budilam ashvatarakshvim. Cha budilam ashvatarakshvim. Vayagrapadyakam tvam. Atmanam upasyaiti. Apayeva bhagavaha. Rajanniti hovacham. Esha vai rai ratma vaishvanaraham. Yam tvam atmanam upasem. Tasmatvam raiman pushtimanasi. Tasmatvam raiman pushtimanasi. Asyannam pashyatsi priyam. Atyannam pashyati priyam. Bhagavatyasya brahmavarchase kule. Bhavatyasya brahmavarchase kule. Ya etameva matmanam. Vaishvanara mupaste. Bastistveshaha. Atmanaiti hovacham. Bastiste vyabhet. Yanmam na agamishyaiti.
Fifth student. Budilaha vayagrapadyaha. Here, rai, the water, appa means water, rai means annam. Because of waters only we get annam. Therefore, here we can take waters, the bladder of that virat, mutrashayam. Mutrashayam of virat in ocean. Ocean is the mutrashayam of bladder, urinary bladder of Vaishvanara. Upon that, I am meditating and chulera. Budilaha. Apaha or raihi. You have got plenty of annam. Basti means bladder. Vayu, akasha, jalam. Over. Three, five elements. Now, fifth element is going to come. Uddalaka is going to say prithivi. Then Agni we will join later. 16th mantra, 17th section, 6th student will come. After that, from 18th section onwards, Vaishvanara Upasana will come. All these Upasanas only partial Upasanas. That's why whoever doing meditations anywhere, not knowing Vaishvanara, they're all only getting partial benefit. That any saguna upasana, anywhere you do, eka rupa upasana, eka bhagam of the eka desha upasana will never give full benefit. Eka desha benefit only you get. So Vaishvanara upasana going to come next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.